talking about sex can be a controversial topic. Commentator Nancy Keppel remembers how it was in her day.
Talk to your kids about sex. Everybody else is. That statement displayed on a large billboard on Highway 70 got my attention and started me thinking about how times have changed. The word sex was never spoken out loud when I was growing up, and if any of my friends were actually doing it, they kept it a secret. Certainly no one in their right mind would have ever talked with their parents about such matters. We were fortunate in that we did not have to deal with all the conflicting and confusing definitions of sex that are constantly discussed today. Instead, we spoke of love, and I was always falling into it. Growing up with a distant father and a mother who was more interested in grooming me than loving me, I turned to my peers for affection. I was a friend to all the girls and boys, but when I got to be 12, the boys became much more interesting. By 13, I had become a spin-the-bottle addict, and I would happily sit through any picture show with a boy eager to hold my hand and steal a kiss or two. At 14, I was going steady with a passionate high school senior. He would write long letters telling me of his undying love. He would show up wherever my family went on vacation. Whenever we were alone, he sang, "There's a small hotel." Remember that? Even though it was wartime and gas was rationed, he managed to get his family's car to take me after school to the deserted woods behind the Veterans Hospital. His first gift to me was a silver cross. It helped me believe that this devoted Christian could be offering only the purest of love as he introduced me to intimate thrills. According to Clinton's definition, I did not have sex with that man. At the time, I never thought about defining what we did, but I was careful not to go too far for fear of going to hell. I wasn't sure what too far meant, but I did have a vivid picture of hell and knew I did not want to go there. So I was one of those technical virgins when I married his best friend years later. Sex became a happy part of my life as soon as we reached our honeymoon hotel, and come to think of it, gets the credit for my three wonderful children. I talked with them about sex, that is, until I began to learn far more than I wanted to know. Making love is much more complicated and perilous these days. I'm thankful that all I had to worry about was going to hell. This is Nancy Peeler Keppel.
Nancy Peeler Keppel lives in the Raleigh area.